trying so hard to be funnier than the DOT signs on 235. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
So I was telling you about my daughter's job interview for a CNA position, and she was wondering if she should wear scrubs or regular, you know, kind of nicer clothes for the interview. She asked my wife. She asked me. We both, of course, had different answers. I said, wear the regular clothes. My wife said, wear the scrubs. When she got home last night, as I said earlier, I said, honey, you've gone on many. You were a CNA first and now a nurse. And you, you know, did not wear scrubs to any of those interviews. But I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but you, I know you wanted to know why she picked.
I did.
What she picked. All right, Tawny, you got your wish. You
Yay.
Wanted to know, but my daughter Meg is on the phone. So yesterday, Meg, you know, you were asking me the question about the job interview and what you should wear.
Okay.
And you asked Mom, too.
Uh-huh.
I told you to wear regular clothes. Mom told you to wear the scrubs.
Yes.
And
Mom's a nurse.
And Mom's a nurse. And you chose to wear regular clothes.
Yes.
Why? Tawny wants to know why.
I had to know why.
Tawny wants to know why you picked my advice over your mother's.
Well, I was already on edge about it because it felt really like assumptive and just like.
Presumptive, like, you mean? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That is assumptive.
No, assumptive is not a word, I don't think.
I mean, I knew what you meant, and I wasn't going to question it, so carry on, Meg.
But I'm her dad.
Fair. Yeah, right. That's your job.
Okay, go ahead.
I just think, like, I don't know, like, I was just, it felt not as professional, and it kind of just felt like, I don't know.
So you were maybe already leaning towards, like, a more formal dress, and then dad was like, formal dress, and you're like, okay, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
And see that he would judge anyone that did that.
Yeah. Okay, if I was the interviewer, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I wear to my interview?
So, I don't remember.
Did you? Okay, so it wasn't anything where you were like, oh, that's bad. Like, we can't hire her. Okay.
No, I don't remember that, no. Okay, well, thanks. I got in trouble, you know. Because you picked me and not your mother?
Not by me, by your mom.
I was already planning on wearing normal clothes, but then some of my friends at my CNA class told me that I should wear scrubs, and so I texted Mom, and then she was like, I think scrubs would be appropriate, but then I was still questioning it, so then I asked your advice.
Yeah.
You know what? You need to be very proud, Ken, because not only did she not go with what the crowd was telling her, her friends, and she went with what you told her.
I know it. Holy cow.
So I was laughing at you before, but now I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. Well, good job, Meg. Way to listen to me. All right, honey. You have a good day.
You too. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Meg.
We're all in favor of putting the phone down. Unless you need to call Star 102.5 first. 515-280-1025.